Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 7 of Spring Letter Month. We're 1 week into it already, and as of yesterday, we've now received 91 letters. It's always interesting to learn where WRVM is being heard. These two letter writers give us an idea of the size of our listening area. Bob emailed saying, "Greetings, and I apologize for being derelict and sending any notes during letter months. I listen often when I'm out on the road, but can't write then, and when not driving, get busy and forget. Earlier this week, I was able to get WRVM all the way from just south of Houghton, Michigan, all the way back to Marinette." And John in Eagle River writes, "Dear Mike and staff, I thought I would pass along a pleasant experience regarding your stations that I had this afternoon. As I travel back and forth to Madison to visit my kids and their families, I usually lose the signal on WXVM 104.1 somewhere south of Stevens Point. This afternoon I was somewhere north of Portage and scanning the dial for a suitable program to listen to, and all of a sudden I heard the familiar voice of Randy Bone. He was coming through on 94.3 out of Wisconsin Rapids, and I was able to enjoy your programming that way until I could pick up 104.1 and then 88.1 on my way back to Eagle River. Thank you so much for your broad coverage." And I might add my own listening experience a week or so ago when I was driving back from Milwaukee. I was able to hear the Sheboygan Translator Station somewhere between Belgium and Cedar Grove as I drove north on Highway 43. And then as that faded out north of Sheboygan, I was able to listen to WYVM 90.9 Sheboygan all the way up to Manitowoc, where I switched to the Manitowoc Two Rivers Translator at 100.7 and then to Searing at 102.7. From Houghton to Cedar Grove, that's about 250 miles as the crow flies. That's a long ways to be able to listen to a radio station. Where do you listen to WRVM at? I'd love to hear about it when you write to us during Spring Letter Month. And if you do a lot of driving and don't have our program guide, be sure to request one. The guide includes a list of all of our stations. It's a handy reference to have when traveling. If you've been blessed by listening to WRVM, please consider enclosing a gift to help us stay on the air, proclaiming the gospel message. Our mailing address, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174, or visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.